Hello, and welcome to the Oracle Cloud Podcast Cafe, where you'll get the latest information about cloud transformation and what the cloud means for your business. This is the first podcast in our Tomorrow's Enterprise Today podcast series, where we are covering how digital transformation is driving rapid and continuous innovation for organizations to better serve their customers, employees, and partners, and the different strategies and paths of technology adoption experts are seeing today. I'm Kelsey Ruppel, Principal Product Marketing Director at Oracle, and today I'm joined by Jürgen Lindner, Vice President, Oracle Cloud Applications Product Marketing at Oracle, and Ashish Mohindru, Vice President, Oracle Cloud Platform, Cloud Business Unit. Welcome, Jürgen and Ashish. So cloud adoption is pretty mainstream today with words like digital disruption, digital transformation, emerging technologies, and artificial intelligence and machine learning getting thrown about. In fact, 50% of IT professionals believe artificial intelligence and machine learning are playing a role in cloud computing adoption today, growing to 67% by 2020. In your mind, what has been the fundamental shift that most organizations are dealing with today?
Thanks, Kelsey. This is Ashish, and thanks for inviting me to this podcast. Today, companies are dealing with unprecedented change. There are new competitors that are coming into the industries and creating new kinds of disruptions. There are new technologies that are getting introduced on a daily basis, things like blockchain, chatbot, AI, machine learning, and so on. There are lots of new breaches that companies have to deal with on a daily basis as well. So every day you hear news about a new breach in some industry or in some organization. And there's a massive amount of data that is being collected on a daily basis. There's an exponential growth in actually data generation and collection for these companies. So it becomes really, really difficult for companies to accommodate this change, to adapt to this new environment, be able to innovate, to keep up with their industry, with the existing skill sets and personnel they have in the organizations. They need the ability to automate a lot of these tasks, need the ability to leverage AI and machine learning to really introduce new business models, to deliver better services to their customers, and to out-innovate the competitors. And that's the reason you're seeing tremendous interest in AI and machine learning and the growth in terms of adoptions of new capabilities within the organizations.
So thanks, Ashish. That's some great insight into how these emerging technologies are causing these disruptions. But Jürgen, I understand that you work closely with Oracle's customer organizations. What impact do you see these digital disruptions having on these companies and how they operate or drive business? And has AI begun to take root in an enterprise today?
So first of all, thanks so much for having me on the call. It's interesting. I do think that cloud has really surfaced as an inevitable type of destination for customers. And what we have seen is, if I talk to customers, a little bit of SaaS 1.0 tactical cloud adoption, mainly driven by a democratization of line of business decision making. And that's leading in a lot of discussions right now that we're having with customers is giving way to more strategic cloud-based transformation discussions, where they have seen that certain decision-making in the past might have not been ideal, and they're looking to fewer, more strategic vendor relationships, and that's why we're having a lot of dialogue with customers. I lovingly refer to it as the cloud hairball, where tactical cloud adoption has just led to an influx of cloud approaches. I mean, IDC, in fact, is quoting that 3 to 5 years out, the multi-cloud age is going to explode your vendor landscape by a factor of 10. We'd like to think we can have a better story out there. And it oftentimes becomes very expensive to run those setups. So specifically, if we look to emerging technologies, which drives a lot of those discussions, having a common business innovation platform is preferable over hedging your eggs into too many baskets here. And AI specifically, since you were asking the question, Kelsey, I do think a lot of corporations have embarked on some sort of dipping the toe into the AI waters, but it's mostly proof of concept, not a whole lot of productization just yet. That is what we're seeking to change here. It's really where I feel it's upon us as a software vendor to provide the head start that our customers can reap the business benefits of those emerging technologies as of day one, not as a sidecar type of innovation concept. So we're genuinely excited about helping our customers embark on those journeys with a head start, shipping productized use cases, the platform features, everything from one vendor relationship.
So with regards to emerging technologies, as you said, some companies have embraced this head on. They're dipping their toes in the water and are faring better than others with their business models and decision making. I mean, I never thought I'd see giants like Toys R Us fold. Is there a path or common patterns that the companies can plot to drive innovation and be a disruptor rather than the disrupted?
Absolutely. So, Kelsey, great point. Because of the massive amounts of disruptions that's taking place across all industries, not just in retail, you look at financial services, telecommunications, manufacturing, and so on, every industry is facing disruption with new entrants in the market that are upending the existing business models. Now, most of these companies, the traditional companies, they struggle with this change in the market because they are not born in the cloud, first of all. They're not born with these new business models in mind. And what they have is a lack of capabilities to make that switch. So what they can do is they need to focus on where they're really adding value versus really focusing on really managing technology. So traditionally, companies have taken upon themselves to actually not only ingest technologies, but also be the operators of the technology and to manage that platform in the long run. That requires a tremendous shift. It's very expensive. It takes a lot of time. And they really are deviating or diverting away from the core focus from their business models. So we believe that companies should actually look at AI and machine learning and the capabilities that the autonomous platforms really offer to them. These are platforms that are self-running, self-driving, self-securing, and self-repairing, meaning they are doing all the operational work for you. And all these companies need to focus on is really leveraging the technology to execute upon the business model and to deliver value to their customers. So with that's the direction. If you look at what's happening in the car industry, where they're actually moving from customer-driven cars to actually self-driving cars, there's the same concept we're applying to technology, where technology should be self-driven, where software should drive the technology, and the customers really leverage the benefits of innovation that's delivered to them on top of this platform.
So, Ashish, as you alluded to, you know, tomorrow is really too late. Rapid time to market is table stakes for digital innovation because of the pace of change, and surely it's not all roses and rainbows. What are some risks and pitfalls that you commonly see in organizations when they are on the journey to innovation, and do you have any tips on how to avoid or best tackle those?
Yes, definitely, Kelsey. I think one of the biggest challenges companies have is skill sets. So as new technologies and innovations are released in the market, it becomes very difficult for companies to ingest them or to leverage them because they don't have the right skill sets of the personnel within the organization. And if you think about the pace of innovation that's taking place in the technology industry, every day there's a new concept coming out. Today it's blockchain, tomorrow it'll be something else. And if you're an organization, to keep up with that pace is very difficult. So their biggest challenge today, if you talk to any CIOs or any business leader, is the ability to hire and retain talent that can actually leverage these technologies and take them to the next level. The best answer for them is not to focus on or worry about what new technology is coming in the market, but actually invest in a platform that takes care for that for them. So a platform that's actually self-innovating, that actually unleashes all these new capabilities and technologies without them having to worry about managing that infrastructure. That's the best way for them to really be able to quickly and in a more agile manner leverage that and deliver that as part of their old business models to actually deliver better quality of service, more reliable services, and a differentiating offering to their competitors.
So it sounds like the end game is to have a connected, intelligent, and innovative business. Innovation is accelerating rapidly as digital technologies radically transform our lives and our expectations, both personally and professionally. For example, it took the telephone 75 years to reach 100 million users, while Instagram accomplished that feat in just 2 years. So, Jürgen, in a world where the only thing constant is change, how do you continue to innovate and differentiate from the rest?
What we're seeing in discussions with customers oftentimes is it's a combination of multiple things. A lot of it has to do with the right skill set and the right mindset, quite frank. I mean, from a skill set perspective, when I was graduating from high school, I wish I would have known there were data scientists. So it's really something where the composition of the right skill set will have a huge impact on your ability to continuously innovate. The most important thing, however, I think, is betting on the right innovation platform. Ashish, I think, mentioned that earlier, is self-innovating. You want to make sure that you are building the right backbone to constantly be responsive to whatever change is going to be thrown at you, that you're in a position to really focus on your business and help disrupting the business, disrupt yourself before you're being disrupted by others. I would never ever want to have a customer or a prospect in a situation where technology is not responsive to disruption. So it's really something where we have identified that machines can be simply more effective on automating certain type of tasks, taking risk out of the equation, like self-patching of security or auto-compliance. I mean, machines are just better at detecting fraudulent spend than a human being can ever be. So we're really focusing on the use cases, making sure that our customers experience that as a native experience when they run their business, and not so much as innovation sidecar type of concept. So we really try to see that customers can really focus on running, differentiating their business, and we, as a provider, safeguard their future so that they never have a risk of technology obsolescence.
You know, I think it's really interesting that you both brought up skill sets that are needed both for individuals, organizations, and also machines to have to embrace change and innovate. So before we leave, I wanted to ask both of you, what's the one technology advancement that you are personally excited about?
So I can start on that one, Kelsey. I'm particularly very excited about blockchain. I think blockchain has the capability to genuinely transform the way we share data and information with multiple people in a very secure and reliable manner. So it's a new way of conducting transactions, it's a new way of exchanging information, and it is a new way of really be in a very trusted manner, be confident that any information that you share is secure and will not be manipulated for nefarious purposes. So I'm particularly very excited about it, how it's actually different industries are really adopting this and really using that as a transformation agent for their companies and the industry as a whole.
It's funny, you sort of preempted my notion as well here. I mean, I am, of course, bullish on autonomous systems at large, but specifically blockchain also is very intriguing to me from a line of business perspective, simply because it's the new fabric of trust between intercompanies and intercompany type of scenarios, right? I mean, since I'm also looking at supply chain use cases, I mean, having genealogy, having track and trace scenarios, the immutable record of trust are going to be fundamentally changing how businesses are going to be operated going forward. Or a very simple example, I mean, if universities put the certificates out on a blockchain, right, the hiring process can be so much more simple, right? The entire vetting of references and everything and certificates could be dramatically accelerated. So the use cases are just endless. And I mean, it's sort of notorious through Bitcoin, but I do think the underlying technology of blockchain is going to be one of the most, if not the most profound change for enterprise software or the business at large.
Yeah, blockchain is definitely a hot topic, and it's going to be exciting to see how it advances in time. Well, thank you, Jurgen and Ashish. I have learned a great deal from our conversation, and I hope our listeners have as well. I also wanted to thank our listeners for joining us today. If you want to catch any other podcasts in the series, please visit www.oracle.com/cloudcafe. Until next time, this is Kelsey signing off.